नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णे स्वधामोपगते धनमज्ञानरिधि सह कलौ नष्टतृषामेश पुराणार्को धुनोदितः। इस पंखा को थोड़ा सा कम किया जाए। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 12 टेक्स्ट 29 एंड 30। विच वन इज ऑन द बोर्ड? 30, सो आई विल जस्ट चैंट 29 सोलो एंड देन वी कैन रिस्पॉन्सिबली चैंट 30। तदा घनच्छदा देवा भयाद्धाहेति चुक्रशुः जहृशूर्ये च कंसाद्याः कौणपास्त्वघबान्धवाः। When Krishna entered the mouth of Aghasura, the demigods, hidden behind the clouds, exclaimed, "Alas, alas!" But the friends of Aghasura, like Kamsa and other demons, were jubilant. And please repeat. Tat Shrutva Bhagavan Krishna Tu Avyayaham Saardhavatsakam Churni Chikirshoho Atmanam Tarasa Vavrathe Gale. Just recite the word for text 29 also. Tada, at that time, Ghanachada, behind the clouds, Devaha, the demigods, Payat, on account of feeling danger because Krishna had entered the mouth of the demon, ha ha, alas, alas, iti, in this way, Chukrushuhu, they exclaimed, Jahrishuhu, became jubilant, ye, those, cha, also, Kamsa Adyaha, Kamsa and others. Kaunapaha, the demons, tu, indeed. Akabandhavaha, friends of Aghasura. When Krishna entered the mouth of Aghasura, the demigods, hidden behind clouds, exclaimed, alas, alas. But the friends of Aghasura, like Kamsa and other demons, were jubilant. Please repeat. Tat. That exclamation of ha ha. Shrutva. Hearing. Bhagavan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna. Lord Krishna. To. Indeed. Avyayaha. Never vanquishable. Sa arbhavatsakam, along with the cowherd boys and the calves. Churni chikirshoho, of that demon who desired to smash within the abdomen. Atmanam, personally, himself. Tarasa, very soon. Vavrate, enlarged. Gale, within the throat. Translation. When the invincible Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, heard the demigods crying, alas, alas, from behind the clouds, he immediately enlarged himself within the demon's throat, just to save himself and the cowherd boys, his own associates, from the demon who wished to smash them. When the invincible Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, heard the demigods crying, alas, alas, from behind the clouds, he immediately enlarged himself within the demon's throat just to save himself and the cowherd boys, his own associates, from the demon who wished to smash them. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder, acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, savior of the modern world, our eternal Lord and Master, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Purport, such are the acts of Krishna. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chatushkritam. That's Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, text 8. By enlarging himself within the throat of the demon, Krishna suffocated and killed him, and at the same time saved himself and his associates from imminent death, and also saved the demigods from lamentation. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yutapadakamadam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vancha Kalpata Rukhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Madgavira Bigopala Svi Kuryat Kripayayadi Tadaiva Sambhaya Pitwa Krishayustat Priyajanaha Tadaghana Shadat Deva Bhayad Dhaheti Chakrushuhu Jahrishur Yech Kangsadya Kaunapas Twaghabandhavaha. When Krishna entered the mouth of Akasura, the demigods hidden behind the clouds exclaimed, alas, alas. But the friends of Akasura, like Kamsa and other demons, were jubilant. Tat shrutva bhagavan krishna stvadhyaya sarvavatsakam churna chikishoratmanam tarasava vrthe gale. When the invincible Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna heard the demigods crying, "Alas, alas," from behind the clouds, he immediately enlarged himself within the demon's throat just to save himself and the cowherd boys, his own associates, from the demon who wished to smash them. It's a very short purport by Srila Prabhupada, but the first thing that Srila Prabhupada observes here, well, you can say the only thing Srila Prabhupada observes about this verse is that this is how Krishna works. Such are the acts of Krishna. We know from Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, Southern Ocean, chapter 1, text number 86, that the definition of one of Krishna's 64 qualities, which one? Chaturaha, expert. So the definition of his expertise is that he can do many things at one time. We see this again and again and again. The example given there by Srila Rupa Goswami is that Krishna simultaneously is terrifying Arishtasura and singing songs to pacify the cows and shooting sidelong glances to the cowherd women and entertaining his friends all at once. So here we see another display of this expertise of Krishna. Simultaneously, he is pacifying the demigods and killing, dispatching this demon and saving his friends. And the way that he does it is inimitable. How old is Krishna at this point? Maybe three, four years old. Shri Shri Guru Gauranga Abhyam Nama, Shri Shri Krishna Balarama Abhyam Nama, Shri Shri Lalita Vishakha Sahata Radha Shyama Sundara Abhyam Nama. Krishna is all of three or four only. He's an infant himself. Here the word is used, Arbha. Arbha means a small child. They're just tiny children. Infants, we could say. It's not inaccurate. They're just infants. Krishna himself is an infant. That's why, who else did Krishna save along with Sa Arbha Vatsaka? Arbhas and Vatsaka, not cows, calves. These children were so young, they were not even allowed to take care of the cows yet. That happens after Gopashtami. So, because even when Krishna and Balaram would play with the calves in the courtyard, they would grab onto the tail and be pulled through the mud. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has written a verse. He says, "Krishna, I've just bathed and dressed you nicely, and now look at you, you're all covered with mud again." This is the transcendental anxiety of those devotees who are serving Krishna in that particular rasa. So Mother Yashoda has to clean it up. But Krishna and Balaram are being more urgently than that problem is the fact that they don't know what's going to happen. Where are these cows going to run? What's going to happen to my children? Even the thorns on the ground are too hard for their soft lotus feet. So how they can be pulled around by calves through this? There may be rocks and so many things. Always anxiety. That's why in Gokula, just nearby to Raman Reti, there's another Raman Reti in Gokula, place is called Chintaharan, Chintaharan Mahadeva. She worships. She was advised to worship. Anything can be used in Krishna consciousness. In this world, if you've got a problem, your friends will say, "Okay, go to this demigod, go to that Baba." So even in the spiritual world, this is going on, but there the focus is always Krishna. This is the salient characteristic, the defining characteristic that makes it antithetical to everything in this world. Here, what is our constant program? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, year in and year out?
We're trying to exploit Krishna's energies while simultaneously evading Krishna's authority or the reactions for our own stupidity. We're doing this. That is the difference. In Vrindavan Dham, Gokula Dham, where this pastime occurred, you can still go there and see the place where all these demons were killed. There, everyone is only concerned about Krishna. Mother Yashoda is fully anxious how to keep Krishna from any danger. And so she goes to Chintaharana Mahadeva for that purpose. Why? Chinta. What does chinta mean? Hindi mein anxiety. Hota hai. Lekin in Sanskrit it means many other things also. But in this case it's used in that sense. Chintaharan. He removes your worries. So Mother Yashoda was so worried, so she was worshipping Shiva. So anyway, here the demigods are in anxiety now, this time. How much anxiety are they in? Gana chada. They're covered by clouds. Not exactly covered by clouds. They're hiding in the clouds. Why are they hiding in the clouds? Several acharyas have commented on this. Sanatan Goswami. Kamsa sya ghasya cha bhayat cha karat anye cha dushtaha. So they're afraid of Kamsa. They're not only afraid of Kamsa, they're actually afraid of Agha as well. And they're afraid of the Karas. Kara means that your power of attorney. Kamsa's agents, those who are ready to do his bidding. And other Dushtas, other associates. Therefore it said Kamsa, what is it? Kamsa Dhyaha. Three categories are mentioned here in text 29. Kamsa Dhyaya, Kamsa and his, and all the others, and they consist of Konapa and Agabandhavaha. Agabandhava means the friends, the relatives, the sons, the brothers of Aghasura. And Konapa, what does Konapa mean? Salele Nakarahichit. Kunape. Kunap, huh? Shav, dead body. So Kunapa means a person who eats dead things. That's pretty low. If you can't even, you have to eat something dead. That's really, anyway, you can get there. Just be careful. It happens every day. People take birth as vultures and other such bhutas. So anyway, but particularly it's been glossed here by all the acharyas, Sridhar Swami Konapa. Kunapashinaha, in other words, rakshasaha, those who are eating dead things. Or he takes it in two ways. If you take it as kunapa, that's one thing. If you take it as konapa, that means nairitihi, itself, death itself. So either way, these persons represented death. That's why the demigods were afraid of them. They were not really sure. This is another thing which we'll discuss in a moment. So Konapa, Sanatana Goswami says, Rakshasas and Daityas, they're all, you can be considered Konapas because they all share in the same envious nature. These people were happy when they found out about Krishna being in the jaws of this serpent along with all of his friends. Because if the children are killed, the parents are finished. It seemed like that. There was one, of course, Bengalis, it's even more, I think, Bengali mothers. I know one Bengali mother, she lost her only son. Sudden death, untimely death. He was young. And to this day, she's not the same. So this is the sinful reasoning of Aghasura and Kamsa and the others. He was reasoning like this. If we can get all the children, then naturally the Vrajavasis will be hopeless. And Krishna will be out of the picture as well. So that was his interest. Here it said, Churni Chikirshu. Churni Chikirshu means he wanted to turn them all into powder. Pulverize, we have a word for this in English. Just like sometimes they say in Hindi, you know,
if you don't stop this, I'm going to turn you into chutney. So these demons were so sinful. Now, how did Kamsa even know about this? How did he even know that this had occurred? Spies. He had his network of spies. It's not just in 2021 that everybody's being recorded, and certainly not just in the People's Republic of China, although they're probably the most sophisticated and advanced. America is also a surveillance state. Certainly, UK had it first, I think, before everyone. I noticed it in the 1990s. The traffic cams are appearing, and what are they up to here? What's their purpose? Demons. They're not satisfied at any time. They want to control even your thoughts. Now there's all this agitation about Instagram and Facebook and other social media, really, that are engaged in psychological manipulation of whom? Children! Artapas. And here in India, the same thing is there. You can give your children games now in India that they can learn how to code, so that when they grow up, they can put on their CV, "I've got experience." My whole lifetime for computer programming. Anyway, these are demons. So Kamsa had his network of spies as well, and that's how he knew what was happening. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says something very interesting. Bhagavati anishta shankaya devanam aishwarya jnanepi bhaktatvat. The demigods were afraid. They were afraid of Kamsa, and they were afraid for Krishna also. They were worried what's going to happen to Krishna. A little bit like Vasudeva and Devaki. Why? Bhaktatvat. Because they were devotees. And then he explains that, because it may still be a little cryptic. Bhaktesha prityatmakatvat. Because the very nature of bhakti is to have natural affection, priti. And pritescha viveka haraswabhavadvat. This is the point. In English, we have a similar saying, love blinds all flaws. A person may, just like Prabhupada gives the example, the son is born blind, but still the mother names him Padmalochan. Because to a mother, even if you're a serial killer, they still think you're just an innocent little artapa in need of protection. That's the nature. So this point is very, very brilliantly raised here by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Viveka hara swabhava. The very nature of love is that it destroys your viveka. Now, if you don't have viveka to begin with, then you're really in trouble. This is why we protect certain persons. Okay, so this was Kamsa's network of spies, and even the demigods, they were afraid what's going to happen to Krishna. Now, here Sridhar Swami in text 30 says, Churni kartum ichos tasya gale adaueva tarasa vavrathe avartata. Means Krishna decided immediately, as soon as he heard Shrutva, the word is used here, Tat Shrutva Bhagavan Krishnas tu avilya sarvavatsakam churni chikirsharatmanam tarasa vavrathe. He decided on the spot to expand himself within the throat of Aghasura. He didn't want to waste time. One does not waste time in such circumstances, because otherwise these coward boys would be turned into churna, and the demigods would be an anxiety. Avyaya. Sanatana Goswami comments on the significance of the word avyaya. Why is Krishna qualified here? First of all, qualified as Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who at this point happens to be 3 or 4 years old. Krishna, in case you need to know his name. But avyaya, why avyaya? Why does he say this? He tells us, katamapi navyeti hiyate ata sarvaishwari purna. The Lord is definitely full of all
capabilities, all majesty, all opulence, all potencies. And for that reason, he never diminishes at all. That's one meaning. So the logic, if you can extrapolate from this, is that there's really no need for the demigods to be worried about Krishna. This is Vivek. We also have to drill this into our heads, because we get doubts. We think maybe Krishna's not going to help me, or maybe Krishna cannot help me, or maybe I'm not the kind of devotee that Krishna will help. So we have to hear every day that Krishna does love his devotees, and he does come to save you, unless he's testing you. In that case, there's nothing you can do, my friend. You have to just eat it. So that's why the devotees here in Vrindavan, they prefer to take shelter of Srimati Radharani, because she's a little more soft. This is the great asset of the gentle gender. So, katamapi navyeti hiyate, why did he expand? Because he didn't want any of these cowherd boys to undergo vyaya either. What does vyaya mean? Avyaya means he doesn't undergo vyaya. But what is vyaya itself? Diminishing, decline, destruction, etc., etc. Srila Prabhupada here has translated it as never vanquishable. Vanquishable, vanquishing, that's vyaya. So he doesn't want his devotees to undergo that. Rakshanartham ityartha, the idea is that he's there to protect them. This is why Srila Prabhupada quotes second thing in his purport, chapter 4, text number 8. Who knows the verse? Someone please recite this verse. You don't count. We know you know this. I was hoping some of the Arvas would say it. Anyway, so this is mentioned there. Krishna comes for that purpose, but Sanatana Goswami says, Tatra hetuhu Krishna bhakta Krishna chitta iti arthaha. Krishna's nature, his consciousness, is always attracted to his devotees. Anything you do for Krishna, he will never forget. Know that for certain. He will never forget, and he will always reciprocate. But he will do so in his time and in his way. It's always on his terms, not yours. So people whose faith is very soft, they think, well, you know, I've been chanting for 2 weeks now, and, you know, what's wrong? Well, why do you think doesn't work? Or, you know, is he not so merciful? Well, what is it? There's a purpose behind everything. So sometimes we have to be tested. And those tests, who undergoes those tests more than ourselves? The advanced devotees. The more advanced one becomes, the more you surrender, you asked for it, then the tests become even more extreme. And this is what we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The devotees undergo extreme things that we cannot even imagine undergoing. We're all bent out of shape if we have a minor inconvenience. But compare to these, what did Prahlad have to undergo? Have you had any difficulty like that? How about the gopis? Pandavas? Shall I go on? The list is never ending. That's why it's called Bhagavat Purana. It's not called Bhagavat Purana, it's called Bhagavat Purana. Bhagata means devotees. It's about them. It's meant to wake us up as to what does it mean to be a devotee. This is the level of, I want to say, Shishtachara, the example that's been given to us by the devotees in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, but we should understand that Krishna is always thinking of his devotees, not only thinking, but Akrishta. Akrishta, he's attracted to his devotees. Think about it. What does Krishna have to do all day long? What does he do all day long? Natasya karyam karanam shavidyate. natatsamaschabhyate kashcha drishyate parasya shaktirve vidhayiva shuyate svabhaviti jnana bala kriyacha. He has everything covered already by his sarva shaktis. Everything is taken care of. Satya kama, satya sankalpa. If he wants something, instant fact, by dint of his sarva shaktis. We don't have that. This is why we're called envious. What do we want? We want his shakti. Everybody wants prabhutva, nobody wants prabhu. So, this is our disease. And therefore, the sign of a real devotee is that he surrenders not only to Krishna, but to the Shakti. And in particular, Ladini Shakti. This is the whole point of all the philosophy that we hear about in Jiva Goswami's Shatsandarbhas. Actually, if you're very keen and read carefully, you will see it's really all about Srimati Radharani. And it's not just Srimati Radharani, but it's all of her expansions and all of her Kripa Patras as well. It's about the devotees, just like the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavata Purana. So, therefore, Shrutva, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains this word. When Krishna heard two things, he heard the devas and the sadhus, whose faith was maybe not entirely pakka yet, he heard them lamenting. Ha ha, in English, ha ha's different thing. Hi, hi. So, it's an exclamation of concern. So, when Krishna heard this among the devotees, he thought, okay, I've got to do something quickly. And simultaneously, he's hearing the demons are also exclaiming. It doesn't say that explicitly, but the acharya's commenting pointed out. What are they? Why are they happy? We mentioned already, konapas, rakshasas. Rakshasa is somebody who's a man-eater, you can say. Certainly, Akasura just swallowed them all, so certainly he fits into that category. Rakshasa. So what is the eatables of the rakshasas? Dead things, shava. This Vangshidhara Acharya says very nicely, shava pakshakaha ye akabhandavaha tesham bhakshya prapte harsham. They were happy because they saw, okay, there's going to be some remnants here. When he's full, then we can, you know. Maybe they were thinking like that, I don't know. But so this is what they eat after all. So they got their thing, and they're happy, and therefore they're jubilant. And Sanatana Goswami has already explained that the rakshasas and the daityas, all those others, are sharing the same envious nature. So when they heard this, anya daityaha kamsayapi, including kamsa, tat karma shashangsur, they praised that this activity, very well done by Aghasura. So in this way, Kamsadinama viharsha. Kamsa and his friends were all also happy. So when Krishna heard them shouting in jubilation and heard his devotees worried, then he thought, Tarasa Zavrate. This is used here. Tarasa means immediately. He did something to rectify the circumstances. Gale, from within the throat. We've already explained that part. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur adds one also point here that Krishna did not display, in this case, the Narabala Lilatvam. Narabala Lilatvam means the characteristics of the Lila's characteristic of human child. He didn't display that here. Why? Because there were no such devotees to witness it, so there was no need. When he killed Shakatasura, Putana, what is the other one? So many. Yapakasura. When he killed them, there were people to see, there were parents to please and to reassure. But here nobody could see, except for Kamsa spies and, you know, CCP cameras. But this is the point. He didn't have to display that here.
All right, so this is what we hear from our acharyas on these points. And Srila Prabhupada, as we mentioned, he points out that this is how Krishna acts. He performs many things at the same time. Particularly two are mentioned, paritranaya sadhunam, to deliver or save his devotees, and dinashaya chatushkatam. We see them both going on here. They can be subdivided into further categories. The Vedas do that ad infinitum. By enlarging himself within the throat of the demon, Kamsa suffocated and killed him. Because Krishna did not want that this Agasura would close his mouth. Once he closed his mouth, then they're all going to start being digested. Who is that person? I think one Malhotra. He talks about cultural digestion. Anybody know this? When a tiger eats its prey, it's not a give and take situation. The tiger benefits, the prey is finished. So similarly, in South Asia, once everyone is hooked on the social media, then they begin to be digested culturally. You have to think about this for a little while. Once the culture is destroyed, then you can manipulate it very easily because you know what they're going to want. You know what they're going to do. You can control them economically. People who think that India got independence in 1947 or so, they don't realize that they're still being enslaved by the very same people who enslaved your grandparents or great-grandparents. And the purpose is always the same. All demons are the same. So Krishna comes to rectify this situation, and Krishna has come, not maybe personally, except in the form of the holy name and the Srimad Bhagavatam, but he has sent Srila Prabhupada, representing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and very surreptitiously, Srila Prabhupada is even more insidiously than the demons can think to do. Srila Prabhupada planted these books all over the world. All we have to do is open them up and they will act. On their own, they will act because they're abhijna swarat. They're completely cognizant of every situation, these books, and they're completely capable, independently, of effecting change in the world. A revolution in the lives of a world's misdirected civilization. That is what the Srimad Bhagavatam itself says it is intended to do. So we should take it upon ourselves to very enthusiastically distribute books. We are doing so, 1,000 books a day in this temple, more than that, very often. So this is the key. We cannot do anything. We're all incompetent, unintelligent, not even sincere, 100%. But if we somehow put people in touch with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, He knows what to do. His words have potency. These books will get themselves into the right hands in ways that we cannot imagine. There are so many stories, you have only to talk to book distributors, especially in the West, they're very entertaining stories. A book is stolen from a book distributor, thrown into the trash, somebody at the dump, picking through the garbage. There are people who live that way. He picks up the book, he takes it home, he's not interested, but his kid reads it, and that person becomes a devotee. Who can understand how Krishna can work in inconceivable ways? Just as the demigods could not imagine that Krishna is going to expand within the throat of this Agasura. So in the same way, we have no worry, we have no ability to worry about how the Sankirtana movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to spread all over the world. But if we do our part, that is to say, if we follow the instructions that Srila Prabhupada has given us, very clear, simple instructions, then it will happen. There's no estimating how this happens in mundane, according to mundane reasoning, but it happens by divine grace. Okay, so our time is up right now. But these are just a few thoughts on this pair of verses. If anyone has any comments from Panchagoda Prabhu or Shrutakirti Prabhu, Satyanarayan Prabhu, or, yeah. Hare Krishna.
So Krishna knows everything, past, present, and future. Does that in any way inhibit our independence and our independent thinking? He already knows what's happening, so he knew I was going to be lazy and not do anything, or he knew that I was going to go into the mouth of Agasura. And then he played the part of looking bewildered and feeling a little bit bewildered.
Well, I'm going to make this answer a little interesting by disagreeing with your premise. Krishna doesn't know what's going to happen. How do you like that? He doesn't really know. How am I able to say such a thing? Because Jiva Goswami says it.
He knew you were going to say that.
Dishtamiti. This is fate, but the acharyas commenting there, they gloss this term fate in a special way. It means by the influence of yoga maya, even Krishna was struck for a moment and thought, wow, what's going on? I have to figure out what to do about it. This is what makes the lila sweet. This is all simply for the entertainment of those of us sitting here in Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram Mandir, on October 5th, 2021, and so many others and so many other dates in other places. These leelas are meant only to please and to attract us. And so he has to make it a little spicy, and unless he does that, unless he is covered over by his own yoga maya, how's it going to happen? If we retain our Aishwarya Gyan, then there's no drama anymore. There's no conflict. This is the point. So that's one answer for the question. There are other possible answers, but I hope that's satisfactory. Anyone else? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for your so nice and eloquent presentation. Actually, when you spoke about Prabhu and Prabhutva, and you said that nobody wants Prabhu, everybody wants Prabhutva. So the thought comes to my mind that everybody wants Krishna as Prabhu because Krishna don't have any envy for any living entity. But here in this material world, even if you want to accept somebody as our Prabhu, but sometimes we realize that there is some trace of envy in this person or that person. And that actually restricts us to take or accept that person as our Prabhu. Or it hampers our relationship also with that. So can you shed some light on this?
Well, it's not just relationship of Dasya rasa, it's also in every other rasa. In Sakya rasa, it's in Vatsalya rasa, it's in Madhurya, it's very prominent, I should say, in Madhurya rasa, in the material world. Madhurya meaning Adi rasa, Bhautik Adi rasa. So, yeah, nothing works. Everything is planned obsolescence. It is meant to fail. This is the point. We have to get this. And the only way we get it usually is not by hearing every day, by experience. If we're hearing and we experience, then after some time, depending on our thickness, we will get it eventually. There are some people, and foolish people, and especially those who never hear anything from Bhagavatam, they never get it. They just keep trying, like Jarasandha, hope springs eternal. 17 times he's completely wasted and everybody in his army is killed and he has to walk home. Still he doesn't give up. See, we are like this sometimes. Parantu hote hote agar, if we are hearing every day, if we're associating with the devotees, if we're chanting our rounds nicely, if we're worshipping the deity, taking only Krishna prasadam, properly everything done, then after some time it will work. And then every once in a while there's a great soul, he comes and just next day, like Bhakti Charu Swami, Gaur Govinda Swami also, initiated, thrice initiated, immediately just shines. So there are some of those also. But for most of us, we have to suffer, and this material world is designed for that purpose. So, yeah, anytime you try to find a real friend in this world, good luck. Everybody's out. What is that? There's one song also. Sab pai se ke pai Kabir Das. Sab pai se ke pai. Everybody's about money. Nobody's at heart your friend. That you should know. They like your money. They don't like you. So this is how it is here. So we have to learn that by experience. And that's why the threefold miseries are there. They're affected through the agency of our different relationships very often, as well as fate, and you know, our own minds and bodies give us trouble as well, but this is how it has to be, because we're dull. Is that okay?
Thank you so much.
Shubha Krishna, one more comment or question.
Yeah.
Yeah, repeat the question.
I'm just saying, I have friends who we love each other, in the sense we like each other because of Krishna Katha. And there is no expectation of money or self gratification. So how?
Yeah, with devotees it's a little different because you have, it's a whole spectrum, you see. Some people are nearly black because they're just starting on this process. And some people you can't see any flaws. And there's everybody in between. So with devotees, it's a little more subtle. Therefore, viveka. Viveka hona chahiye. You see, you have to use your discrimination. And Rupa Goswami, first of all, third canto of Bhagavatam gives us information how to discriminate, who to associate with and who not to. Rupa Goswami and Nectar of Instruction also. So yeah, it can be like that. But sometimes even devotees, you have to be careful because they may not be fully washed yet. They're not completely dhuta. Dhuta means purified. Therefore, Shiva prays, Atana Ghangres Tavakirti Tirtayor. You know this one from the Rudra Gitam. Andar Bahisnana Vidhuta Patmanam. Bhuteshwanu Krosya Susatva Shilinam. Syat Sangamonu Graha Esha Nastava. He says, my dear Lord, I think that your real mercy will be to place me into the association of devotees who are fully purified. And who are therefore always glorifying your lotus feet. They're like tirthas themselves. This is what we should pray for. Because otherwise, there may be mixed devotees. It's a fact. We have to be a little careful. Is that okay? All right. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.